7:40 in depth now as Jacksonville's publicly owned utility may be seeing a leadership change in the not too distant future. A special JEA board meeting has been scheduled for Monday afternoon. Action News Jax reporting CEO Jay Stowe is planning to retire. Action News Jax's Alexis Clevenger continues our live team coverage. And we've heard from some council members who credit Stowe with bringing stability during a very difficult period.
Yeah, in a nice post from Councilman Rory Diamond, he says that he appreciates Joe's service while mentioning there will be no more key employees living out of state. Now, Action News Jax had first reported in February when now former Chief Strategy Officer Laura Dutton resigned. It came after Action News Jax investigates learned that the utility handed out hefty pay raises to many of its executives, including some who live out of the area. And just last month, Jay Stowe took the stand during the federal fraud trial against former JEA executives, previous CEO Aaron Dahm, and former CFO Ryan Wanamaker. Now, Stowe took over back in 2020 following Dahm's departure and the scandal surrounding the failed bid to sell JEA. And like you mentioned, there will be a JEA board meeting on Monday, April 15th. And at that time, we should have an update on Stowe's status.
Yeah, so far JEA is not saying anything publicly. Michael Boylan, also a city council member, saying increasing discontent among board members about Stowe's decisions and reluctance to engage them more. Hirings felt a little over the top. People hired from out of the area came to a head to be more transparent. Quoting him there, we have continuing team coverage of the story, more from both city council members who confirmed it, and a background on the JEA CEO nearly 4 years now in Jacksonville at WOKV.com. Pushed out an alert a little bit earlier as well on the story. Alexis, thanks.